From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Seoul Central District Court sentences former First Lady Kim Gun-hee to a 7-year prison term for accepting bribes. South Korea's military moves to introduce long-range suicide drones amid the changing warfare environment. And the International Maritime Organization puts on hold the evacuation of ships through the Strait of Hormuz after a cargo vessel is hit by a projectile off the coast of Oman. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Former First Lady Kim Gun-hee has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after being found guilty on all charges in a bribery case centering on the receipt of luxury gifts in return for job appointments and business favors. The Seoul Central District Court handed down the sentence for Kim upon convicting her of accepting bribes for mediation. The court found that Kim, the wife of impeached former President Yoon Suk-yeol, received approximately 300 million won, or $195,000 worth of valuables in exchange for facilitating various requests. Kim's defense had argued that she either did not receive the items or that they were not given in exchange for specific favors, but the court did not accept these claims. The court found that she repeatedly accepted luxury gifts while treating her influence as a means of exchange, failing in her responsibilities as the president's spouse. South Korea is moving to introduce long-range suicide drones, similar to those used by the United States and Iran amid the changing warfare environment, as exemplified by the recent conflict in Iran as well as in Ukraine. The Ministry of National Defense on Friday announced its updated drone and counter-drone policy, focusing on plans to bolster the nation's unmanned weapon systems. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Defense Minister An Yu-baek said all South Korean soldiers will be trained to fly drones as personal weapons. The Defense Ministry revealed its plans Friday, outlining its vision for what it called an army of 500,000 drone warriors.
앞으로 드론은 특정 부대와 인원이 운영하는 특수 장비가 아니라
Moving forward, drones must evolve from specialized equipment operated by select units and personnel into a universal combat asset utilized by all service members. The Ministry of National Defense will actively pursue a policy to train 500,000 drone warriors, ensuring that every soldier possesses the capability to employ drones much like a secondary personal weapon.
Low-cost suicide drones have emerged as a game-changer on battlefields in Ukraine and the Middle East. The defense minister explained that about 2 drones will be allocated to each squad of around a dozen soldiers this year, with the number of drones per squad increasing to as many as 5 in about 3 years.
최근 전쟁 양상에 대비하여
We will rapidly develop the K-Lucas, a Korean-made long-range loitering munition that can be strategically employed in light of recent warfare trends, while continually expanding next-generation capabilities essential for future combat, such as AI-powered drone swarms.
To carry out the plan, the minister explained that the Drone Operations Command will not be dismantled in the wake of controversy over drone incursions into North Korea under since-ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol. Instead, the Drone Command will be transformed into the National Defense Drone Headquarters under the Defense Ministry. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The International Maritime Organization has put on hold the evacuation of ships through the Strait of Hormuz after a cargo vessel was hit by a projectile off the coast of Oman. U.S. officials are blaming Iran for the incident, which has threatened their fragile interim peace deal. Amid this, South Korea revealed that 8 more of its ships were able to escape from the crucial waterway. Rosenbach has more.
The UK Maritime Trade Operations Center reported that a Singapore-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz was struck by an unknown projectile on Thursday evening near the Oman coast. The vessel suffered damage to its bridge, but no one was injured. A U.S. official speaking to CBS News accused Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps of carrying out the alleged drone attack. The incident occurred as the United Nations International Maritime Organization was evacuating many of the ships stranded in the Persian Gulf, putting the operation on hold due to safety concerns. The IMO clarified the vessel had passed through the Strait of Hormuz before it was struck and did not execute transit under its evacuation framework. Iran earlier warned through its state-run media that vessels using unapproved routes would not be covered by safe passage guarantees. Meanwhile, friction persists between the U.S. and Iran as they continue negotiations to end their war. Iranian Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that Tehran will buy American wheat, corn, and soy with unfrozen funds as nonsense. With regard to future management of the strait, Omani officials explicitly ruled out Hormuz transit fees or tolls, distancing themselves from Iran's plan to impose maritime service charges. For now, it's unclear how much longer stranded ships will have to wait to exit the strait. Seoul's Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries revealed that 8 more South Korean vessels passed through the Cho Point and are navigating normally. The ministry said 37 South Korean crew members are aboard the ships, one of which is headed to South Korea. Just 5 South Korean vessels remain stuck in the strait. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung's approval rating has dipped 6 percentage points to 51%, his lowest rating to date in a Gallup Korea poll. According to Gallup Korea survey of 1,000 adults nationwide conducted between Tuesday and Thursday, 51% of the respondents were satisfied with the president's handling of state affairs, while 41% gave negative assessments. This marks the first time Lee's disapproval score has surpassed 40% since he took office and represents an increase of 6 percentage points. Satisfied respondents emphasize Lee's approach to diplomacy, while the satisfied respondents mention the economy, the high exchange rate, and other issues affecting the common people. The survey had a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. President Lee Jae-myung is set to unveil massive investment plans for the semiconductor sector at a public-private joint conference on June 29th. During an interview on Kim Il-jun's YouTube channel on June 26th, Presidential Chief of Staff for Policy Kim Yong-bum disclosed that these investments are expected to be so vast that the figures and profits will be beyond measure. He will chair a joint public-private conference on national spatial transformation at Cheongwadae on Monday. Kim asserted that South Korea will emerge as one of the top 3 global leaders in market capitalization within the next 2 to 3 years, following the U.S. and China. He also previewed the conference's key points, describing it as a platform for announcing plans to build super gap semiconductor and AI infrastructure on a gigawatt scale. Australia and Paraguay played to a scoreless draw in the third Group D match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, leaving South Korea's chances of advancing to the round of 32 uncertain. The draw at the Bay Area Stadium in San Francisco late Wednesday local time left Australia and Paraguay with 4 points each. However, Australia advanced to the round of 32 in second place, ahead of Paraguay, based on goal difference. South Korea finished the group stage with 1 win and 2 losses, placing third in Group A with 3 points and a goal difference of -1 and positions the Taegeuk Warriors 6th among group runners-up. Now, South Korea must await the results of the remaining matches involving the other 6 teams to determine their fate. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dips 519.09 points, or 5.81%, on Friday to close at 8,411.21. The tech heavy Kosdaq lost 36.44 points, or 4.1%, to close at 851.37. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.